Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out, you know, like, who let the dogs out? Who?
Welcome to Season 6 of the Raise Your Game Show, a podcast that zeroes in on the proven principles and time-tested strategies of high performance in sports and business. I'm your host, Alan Stein Jr. And this season, I chop it up with an array of high performers from a variety of different fields and with a variety of different areas of expertise to find out the habits, mindset, and disciplines they've developed to not only raise their game, but to sustain it as well. More specifically, I will find out what they have done and what they continue to do to manage stress, avoid stagnation, and beat burnout. After all, it's one thing to reach the top. It's another to stay there. I hope you enjoy, and more importantly, I hope you benefit from the wisdom they bestow and that it helps you raise and sustain your game.
That's what I'm talking about.
On the topic of sustaining excellence, the world's most effective and impactful leaders know how important it is to constantly invest in their people. If your team, business, or school could use a shot of optimism, positivity, and inspiration to end this year on a high note, or if your team would benefit from a series of proven, actionable strategies that can be implemented immediately for tangible results, please visit allensteinjr.com. I offer a wide range of highly customized virtual speaking services, from 15-minute pre-recorded messages to interactive live Zoom presentations to highly produced in-studio keynotes. If you're committed to showing your team how much you value them, appreciate them, and care about them, visit allensteinjr.com now. Before I formally tee up this episode and introduce my guests, are you open-minded to helping me out? Would you please be kind enough to do me two small favors? First, will you make the time to subscribe, rate, and review this show? Second, will you take a screenshot or a picture of whatever device you're listening on and post on Instagram, Twitter, and or Facebook and tag me at Alan Stein Jr.? Go ahead, I'll wait. Doing these two things will take you less than 2 minutes and will do wonders to not only spread the powerful teachings of high performance around the world, but more importantly, it will feed my delicate ego, pump up my self-esteem, and give me the much-needed attention and validation I desperately seek from complete strangers.
You can do it!
My entire self-worth hinges on podcast reviews and social media shout-outs. My sense of fulfillment is in your hands. So I'm begging you, please. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help, help. In this episode, I chatted with the brilliant president and CEO of HumanX Ventures, Brad Black. Brad is the former vice president of human resources at Stryker and an expert in equipping individuals and organizations to see potential realized by focusing on the X factors of excellence. If you want to help architect excellence in sports or business, check out the unparalleled resources at humanxventures.com. Here are the most powerful tips, concepts, and strategies from our time together.
Let's do it. It's go time.
Number one.
In this clip, Brad discusses how you first have to define stress in order to manage it.
Is it good stress or bad stress? And if you understand the difference between the two, because again, my orientation, not just myself, but I've been in organizational leadership roles where you can imagine, you know, if you're in an organization that had a 20% profit growth standard, not goal, standard. So like you got to come to work every day. In order to keep your job, you got to grow. We got to grow this organization's bottom line 20% every year, every quarter, every year. So when you're a part of that, it's beyond, it's like the Navy SEAL world, like the Navy SEAL, you know, SEAL Team 6. Like nobody thinks that's normal or smart or possible, but we did it. In fact, it's the only organization that's grown its bottom line 20%, 84 consecutive quarters. So when I, you know, only one on the planet that's done it. So when I signed up to go in that organization, it was in its sixth year on that journey. And then there's 20 some years after that where it's achieved. I had to think through the lens of kind of organizational, like, okay, are we going to just throw away sales reps who can't grow 20%? You know, sorry, you did it a year. Goodbye. You can't do your second year. How do you create a culture? How do you create a world? How do you create roles where people look at that and say, you didn't hire me to use me up. You selected me to have, you know, my whole career here. So I was, you know, trying to, you know, help explain. It doesn't have to be the way it's always been. When I went in there, there was 40% turnover in the sales force. And the common logic was, you just can't last this long. You just burn out. And, you know, I said, okay, guys, let's step back. Good stress, bad stress. Good stress is, you know, I'm here and I'm excited to be here. You're tapping into who I am. I was made for this. We're not asking anybody who's not made for this to do it because not everybody's made for that. But it's kind of like, you know, your race. You're not going by and saying, hey, do you want to run a race today and grab a guy who's never trained and expect they're going to make it? No way. And then you're going to say, well, you know, too many people don't make it, so we're going to lower the standard and da, da, da. Instead of, you know, there's certain kind of people who are attracted to this kind of race. Inside them, they just need to raise the bar against themselves. And so what I tried to do was to, you know, help the organization understand we're looking for a certain kind of cat. This is not everyday stuff. I will never believe, never promote, your organization is great if it's a place everybody wants to work. No, it's a place that the people who fit your organization want to work. So in this case, it was people that have very high standards against themselves, who are very comfortable turning the dial to zero every month to look at their numbers. If I think about the sales force, which is where, you know, in the business world where a lot of things start. But if you're comfortable turning the zero back or turning the dial back to zero every day, it's not bad stress that you're the sales rep with those expectations.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Number two.
In this clip, Brad talks about how being on the right team and in the right position can allow stress to actually fuel you.
It absolutely fuels you because, again, I said, you know, when we were starting this journey, I said, guys, just watch what we do when we build teams. And I was talking about regions or plants or different, you know, it could have been in Puerto Rico, could have been in California, could have been in anywhere. But I was focused on the sales force because that's so visible, so measurable, so consequential. We had to beat our competitors in the OR mano a mano. If we didn't win there, you know, the rest of the team didn't win. It's like you could have NFL every place, but junior varsity running backs, you're not winning. So you had to have NFL running backs, but you also had to have NFL every role. When you build a team of those people, it is this nuclear energy. It's this nuclear synergy fusion that just goes on and on and on, and it feeds. And so when you come to work and you're working around amazingly talented people who all have high standards, it's like you don't burn out because you're not being asked to carry three backpacks while somebody else goes home at 3 o'clock and says the work's too hard. No, you have selection standards to make sure that everybody is understanding they joined the Navy SEALs, not the Girl Scouts. I know that doesn't translate well, but you know what I mean? It's like, guys, we're the Navy SEALs. There has to be a real clarity around what we are, what we stand for, what the role requires, and it'll attract a certain kind of cat, male, female, all races. When I went there, 100% turnover or 40% turnover in the sales force, 100% white men. It's like, okay, guys, we're missing half the population of women. We're missing all kinds of other people that don't have any experience, who've never sold, but will be future Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
So the guy today that's the president was a Secret Service agent. Before that, NFL. Before that, Notre Dame. Captain of Lou Holtz's national championship team. Today's the president. Who would advertise for a Secret Service agent to be a sales rep for a 20% growth medical device company? But for a Tim Scannell and all the people since then, it's good stress when you're on a team where you have high expectations. we were just another form of Lou Holtz and his national championship football team. Yeah. And that's the way it's been, you know, since then. That organization is worth, you know, like $80 billion market cap. My God. You could add up Ford and all kinds of well-known companies in that state, and you're not even halfway to the value of Stryker. So the first question back to that, to what you're talking about, is managing stress is first define it and get people that manage it themselves and put themselves in position where it's not stressful.
I think it's brilliant.
Number three.
In this clip, Brad shares how you can design your own space and create the ideal conditions to give someone a choice in their career.
You talk about change your space. I always talk about design your space.
Okay.
So it's not just like change your space could be, well, how'd I get here?
Right.
Well, how about if you design the space you want to go to and be a part of? The culture you choose, the manager coach you choose, everybody has choices in life. So design your space.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
How about if you design the space you want to go to and be a part of? The culture you choose, the manager coach you choose, everybody has choices in life. So design your space. And so, you know, we even say to people as we sculpt their roles, you're part of the organization, you're on teams, but we always want to understand your interest, whereas we understand your talents. We always want to understand what you want, how you want to grow. And then again, you're given more choice because you're given more input, and they're literally designing their space. So stress goes down when I'm not a victim of my environment, but when I've got my hands on this steering wheel. Yes. Even to the point of, I got my hands on the steering wheel of my life and my career. Because every year, again, I created this back in my Stryker days, but you know, we do it at another level for client partners. Every year, in fact, you know, one of the funny things that we always go back and forth on, the president of Stryker, when he said, my career changed when you sent me my career development survey. He says, I remember that as an epiphany, a seminal moment in my life when you gave me this 2.5-page, 12 questions, basically, Tim, where do you want to go in your life? And I filled it out. Where had I been? What did I learn? Where do I want to go? Where do I think I want to go? And I remember putting down, I want to be a division president someday. And then you sat down with me one-on-one and you talked about how we go from point A to there, that you literally drew the map for where I was to where I wanted to be. So he was the one that filled it out. And he was also the one when I said, well, Tim, I know you and your wife, you know, dual wage earners, both sales forces, you and our sales force, your wife, pharmaceutical sales rep, you're making nice money. You're building a new home in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, great life. You know, you're in your, you know, mid late 20s. But this move where you want to go is going to require some sacrifices, because we're going to send you to San Jose, California, to our endoscopy division. And the cost of living is a lot different than Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your wife is 8 months pregnant. So I'm guessing that you're going to go back to a one wage lifestyle. Don't know, but I'm just guessing. And not only, you know, cost of homes are different, but you're a straight commission sales rep. You're making more money than you ever imagined. You're making 4 times more than you made as a Secret Service agent. But in this product manager role, which is the path to where, you know, we want to have you go, we pay at a Ivy League MBA level. And so you're going to have to cut your pay in half. So probably double your cost of living while your family income might be cut in half. All of these come together. And I just want you to know that has to be consideration. He goes, I'm fine. I'm great. So he still laughs at as he was selling his wife to go there, and you know, they go to a place where they could, you know, have a house with a carport and a neighbor that was a little sketchy, even, you know, making $85,000 a year back in those days, which was a lot of money to some people. But you know, it's how do you create the conditions again where you give somebody choice in their career, and then they think, life isn't being done to me, this job is not being done to me. You know, the client partners aren't doing something to me. I'm making choice. Yeah. And when I'm making choice, You know, it's not changed my environment. It's designed my environment, what? Designed my space.
That was totally wicked!
Number four.
In this clip, Brad talks about his process to work on strategy, execution, and growth.
The other thing that we do, and again, I go back to my laboratory, my big laboratory that became famous, Stryker, was we have sessions in HumanX called SEG sessions. There's strategy, execution, and growth. Well, what it requires you to do is every 2 weeks, focused on, you know, where you're at. You might be in Michigan, or you might be in Texas, you might be in Minnesota, but one of our 10 communities that we focus 80% of our energy on, I have to think in terms of strategy, someplace I've never been. So that makes me think long-term. Then I have to think about, well, what did I say 2 weeks ago I was going to do? What do I need to do today, tomorrow, or between now and the next time? I've got to execute. So I've got the long game, I've got the short game, I got the longer term and the shorter term. And then growth is a part of it. My growth, our growth, their growth, growth. Yeah. So this drip, drip, drip of strategy, execution, and growth becomes a muscle memory kind of practice for everybody in the organization. So they're just coming back together in a huddle every 2 weeks. And they're huddling up going, okay, what'd you do? And, oh, yeah, we did that together. Remember that half hour meeting at South Lake Carroll that was supposed to be a half hour? It was 2 hours, and they were going nuts over all the stuff we're doing with them. And that's an elite high school or school district in Texas and America. And they're so excited, and then they brought back the excitement. But it was because 2 weeks earlier, or a month earlier, there's a strategy. When are we going to meet with South Lake Carroll? And what are we going to meet about? And so it required people to choose the path, choose the strategy, choose the timing, choose who's going to go, what they're going to do. And so if it's always forward motion from choice on well thought out strategy, and it's with somebody else, a partner or a team, it comes back and it's energetic to the point where you hear people passionate describing this 2 hour meeting that was supposed to be a half hour. Yeah. And they can't wait till they go back. And then I said, well, there's more than one South Lake Carroll, you know, I don't mean by name, but by district or organization in Texas. Well, what's next? Well, let's go to Allen. We work with them for 17 years. Allen, Texas. That's where, you know, Kyler Murray was a quarterback in high school. I mean, another elite nationally known high school or school district. Well, let's go back and let's have that kind of meeting. And again, it's just this times that by 10 and by, you know, all combinations of people where they get to partner together. But it's not like, I got to do this one thing again. I got to do this one thing again. Yeah. For too many people, it's Groundhog Day is lived every day. Yeah. In the organization, well, we hired you to do this. Here's your inbox and there's your outbox. And it's literally every day, every day. And instead of thinking about how do we grow somebody?
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Number five.
In this clip, Brad discusses why where you are in life is a choice and how you can create an environment where that choice is respected.
Which feeds your confidence in a good way, where you know where you're at is probably a choice.
Right.
It's not, the world's not doing something to you. You made that choice.
Yes.
And if your environment is one where they respect your choice and want your choice and want your voice and want your ideas, well, then you're highly valued.
Yeah.
When I'm highly valued, my stress went down. I mean, you know, who's going to have more stress in their world? A sales rep at Stryker with a 20% number over their head, or a guy in prison who has no choices about what he's going to do today?
Yeah.
You know, so I go, oh, God, that one guy, he has no expectations on him. You know, he somebody's feeding him.
Right.
He didn't have to do anything. I guarantee you, he has more stress than the Stryker guy who's got a number over his head. Because, you know, what was the choice? I mean, choices, you know, obviously affected where they're at. You mentioned something about self-actualization, because that's also how we created our organization. You know, when our mission is to support people in realizing their potential. Well, that's the highest level of you know, motivation, is when I am being sought after, brought into a condition that is going to let me thrive. It really means we understand redwood seeds need to be planted in good soil and watered. And that seed turns into a tree that's hundreds of feet tall, because human beings are like those seeds.
Yes.
And if all of a sudden it's a forest of redwood trees where there's support with each other and the roots grow together, I mean, it's another maybe goofy analogy, but it's the maybe the biological or the agricultural view of a great team.
Right.
And they thrive together. So, you know, when we were made for relationships, but when you're pursuing your path, I'm pursuing my path, and we get to work together and we get to go climb the mountain together, and we can reflect back on what it was like for us to climb Mount Everest together.
Yep.
We're going to have those memories that we get to relive for the rest of our lives.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
Number six.
In this clip, Brad talks about understanding good stress and the difference between your ER and your OR.
I've watched people for years, and, you know, when a client or customer or patient or student, whoever, parent, has a demand on them, and they're responsive, they're responsible, they've kind of lost control because they've got to be responsive. They're like the nurse at the ER door that couldn't choose who came at what time.
Right.
And needed what? They didn't have control. They had to respond. So I, you know, tried to teach our organization. I said, guys, embrace and understand and accept that forever part of your day has to be devoted to the ER. Mm. And the biggest part has to be where you're building your OR. What's different between an ER and an OR? In an OR, it was scheduled. They locked the doors. We know what's going to happen. We prepare for that surgery. And I said, so again, that goes back to the control, that I give you control for building your OR. Oh, that means you just don't show up and give me a to-do list? No, you develop your to-do list. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? It's uncomfortable for people who are used to an environment where just tell me what to do.
Right.
You know, like we're all prisoners and, you know, they get out at a certain time, or their factory workers, they have to break at a certain time. I have seen that in so many environments where people are like, just tell me what to do. And that's the most stressful environment, versus if you get people kind of to cross the bridge and realize, when I have a choice and I am looking forward, you know, down the road in my windshield, not my rearview mirror, and I'm thinking about how I build this amazing OR, this operating room where I'm doing something by choice, by design, that I know is inside me. I could do that.
Yeah.
Then you change the conditions. But you didn't say, leave me alone when somebody calls, because guess what? Every day there's a part we can't determine what time of the day, but you have to own the ER. Everybody has to own the ER, sometimes together, but not all day, every day. And if you're proactive with your client partners, if you're proactive with whatever, the amount of ER time goes way down. You know, again, I sometimes will give an analogy at Stryker. I said, when I walked in, I inherited lawsuits, discrimination charges, huge turnover, grievances, arbitration. The union had been there 30 years. I didn't accept it. I changed the conditions.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you might be shocked that I walked in where $10,000 was allocated to lawyers every month to pay for, well, they got to help us in arbitration because we have grievances and we have a union. I said, if I change the environment where you have a great person you work for versus an idiot dictator, your stress went down.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
My biggest takeaways from my time with Brad is that the key to managing stress is defining it first, as well as understanding and embracing the difference between good stress and bad stress. I also loved how he described that you have a choice in where you are in life and in your career, and those choices will ultimately determine your happiness. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for investing your time with us. Please let me know what you learned in the episode by hitting me up at Alan Stein Jr. on Instagram and Twitter. Until then, I'm wishing you the best as you raise and sustain your game.